Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome back to the day three of the 10-day well-being habit quest, where we are not chasing a life overhaul. We are building one tiny well-being habit that actually sticks. In the words of Sonia Lubomirsky, amazing researcher, happiness is a formation of habits. So we do need more of these positive, empowering, and meaningful habits to maintain positive well-being in our life. Now, if you haven't already done so, do visit my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk, where you will find some useful resources to support you. You can grab a science-backed PDF workbook with some practical templates. You can download a list of science-backed micro habits that you can try. You can grab a signed copy of my book, The Alphabet of Happiness, to get more inspiration. And you can sign up to one of my webinars and workshops to engage with other people on this topic. But now, you have chosen in day one your habit. And in day two, you have shaped your environment to support that habit. So today, we are going to lock in the cue that tells your brain, now it's a habit time. Because habits are built as loops. You have a cue, you have a routine, and you have a reward. And the consistent cues, like the same time and the same place, make habits more automatic over time. So what I would love you to do is to decide your time, place, and anchor behavior, so your cue, by completing this sentence. Every day at this time, in this place, after this specific anchor or cue, I will. This is your tiny habit. So for example, every evening in my kitchen, after I made my herbal tea, I will engage in creative writing for 10 minutes. So here we go. I have the time, it's evening. I have the place, it's the kitchen. I have my anchor or the cue. I'm making cup of tea. I've made the cup of tea. And I have my tiny habit. I'm engaging in creative writing for 10 minutes. So now, again, my journal is in the kitchen next to my workbooks, so it's easy to be grabbed. Remember yesterday's episode. But the idea is that I'm giving a clear instruction for my brain. And when my brain is scanning the environment and sees the cue, it says, oh, okay, now I'm engaging in this specific tiny habit. So when you reflect on this, and you think about your cue, and you think about your anchor, think about, are you able to notice that cue? And if you've missed your cue, what was happening instead? And what small tweak could you make? Your cue is absolutely your habit's starting point. So you need to make it very clear, associate with the habit. So your brain automatically will say, all right, that's the cue. That's what I'm going to do. So I hope this is helpful. Tomorrow we'll add a tiny reward so your brain actually wants to come back to your tiny habit. So I see you there. Bye.